Hi there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're talking with Diane Michelli, who is the general manager of WLIW21, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Diane.
Thank you.
And I know, John, you have a question.
Yeah, I have a question. You were just saying that purchasing programming, that Channel 13 pays the most and Channel 21 would pay less. Could you just explain why? I mean, Channel 13 is the number one station.
Yeah, well, it might not necessarily be that they pay more, but what happens is that Channel 13 is a must-carry public television station, so they have more programs that they're required to carry regardless. Channel 21 has more wiggle room because it's required to carry only a certain number of hours of must-carry programs. So, for instance, Great Performances, American Masters, Nature, those programs are always going to be on 13. On Channel 21, the programmers have a choice of how many hours of those national programs are they going to put on. They have a certain cap of that, and it's based on how much dues we pay to the PBS system, okay? So then Channel 13 has fewer hours to play with in terms of what kinds of programs they can, where do they have time slots that they can put in other programs that they purchase. Channel 21 has a lot more time and can purchase more programs. Our choice is to purchase these British programs because people really like them and to do local programs that are specific to our audience on Long Island. So it's a formula.
But this is where all the money goes that you're raising, obviously, too. That's why you have to be out there all the time.
Absolutely. Fundraising is obviously a big part of public television, which is very different from commercial television. You know, I worked in commercial television for years and years and years. I've worked in public television for 3 years at WLIW. And, I mean, it's very different in terms of the dollars and cents. We do rely heavily on our members. And, you know, basically they're television producers because if we don't get the member donors, we don't get to purchase the British programs or to do WLIW Arts Beat or whatever else it is that you know, we're doing for our audience. So it's very important that we, you know, have good community engagement with our members and with, you know, all kinds of people in the community because part of public television is not just about television. Part of public television is about the mission of public television, which started out 45 years ago as an educational vehicle, as a vehicle to bring, you know, arts and culture and, you know, education to people who don't necessarily have that at their fingertips in their community.
NET was National Education Television.
Exactly. So.
Oh, okay.
It's a big part of what we do. And, you know, so, you know, you see us going on television. You know, I've had to go on television now. I was always behind the scenes to say, hi, here's who I am. I'm Diane Michelli. I'm the general manager of WLIW21. And, you know, thank you so much for your support. And I hope that you'll continue to support us.
Diane, my most unfavorite time for both television and radio, of course, is when you and I know you need to do these drives.
Pledge.
And I do contribute.
Thank you.
But I was always curious about what kind of percentage of your funding comes from small contributors like me. I mean, it doesn't feel like small, but it is, I know. Mm-hmm. And from the people whose faces you see introducing the shows, I'm Darlene Shiley and this is whatever. And then the grants that you get.
Mm-hmm. Federal. I don't know the exact percentage, but I do know that the majority of our funding comes from our members. So it is vitally important that we have people like you who contribute, whether it's $25 or $100 or whatever the case might be. It is really important because it does make up the bulk of our funding. Obviously, we're always looking for grants from organizations that support, you know, the kinds of work that we do. And that's something that, you know, is tough to do. It takes a lot of time to get grants. And you know, when we get them, we're very thankful. But, you know, it's a tough world out there nowadays. A lot of people are looking for the same money. So that's not something that we can rely on, but something that we continue to pursue. And then we do have, you know, people who have been extraordinarily generous and continue to be so, who support public television like ours. One of the people who is one of our, you know, most wonderful benefactors is a woman by the name of Roz Walter, who is on our board of trustees. She's also on the board of trustees here at LIU. And her mother was the first chairwoman of the board of trustees of LIU. So, you know, those are the kinds of people who really believe in education and supporting the arts in a very substantial way and are very important to, you know, the sustainability of what we're doing.
I'm on a couple of different not-for-profit boards, and it is always the 25 and the hundreds because, you know, you get 100,000 and next year the person might have to go someplace else, something happens, or they pass away and the children don't have the same interest.
Exactly.
The people like, you know, Evelyn that constantly send in 25, 50, 100, whatever the number is, times thousands of people is really the bread and butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me tell you how I do it, because people who are listening out there might be interested and they might love those British programs as much as I do on Channel 21. I do it through American Express, and I have given them permission to make a monthly, small but a monthly donation.
So you're what's called
a sustaining
member.
And it's easy because I'm not writing checks. And every month it gets deducted. Every month it gets deducted.
Okay. Yeah. And that really is sort of the wave of the future for, you know, membership. Because like you said, it's easy. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to give $10 a month. I'm going to give $25 a month. And, you know, it's safe and secure. And people can give us their information. And then you don't have to think about it. But you know, hopefully, you know, you get our thanks and you know that we are very thankful.
And there's no fee.
There's no fee. And if you're interested in that, you can go on our website, wliw.org, and there's information there about becoming a member or a sustaining member. You can make a one-time donation or you can do like you do. And that seems to be the way that people, you know, the way our world is moving, and it makes sense. So.
Diane, how much of the program on Channel 21 is original Long Island-based programming?
Well, in the last 3 years, I've been told that we have more local programming on WLIW than we've ever had in the history of WLIW. So we have, as I mentioned earlier, WLIW Arts Beat, which looks at the arts on Long Island. When I'm done here talking to you, I'm actually going over to the Steinberg Museum and here on campus at LIU. And I've been working with a group of students in the School of Visual and Performing Arts to, they're producing, shooting, editing a segment about the Steinberg Museum with the director, Barbara Applegate, to put on WLIW Arts Beat. So that's the kind of programming that we do. And not only just do the programming, but work with universities and really become, have it be an educational experience for the students as well. So I've been working with them this semester to do that. And the end result will be that they will have produced a segment about the Steinberg Museum that'll be on our local program, and they'll get the credit on television. It's great for their resume, and it's great for us. So it's a great partnership. So we do that. We have Long Island Business Report. For a while, for the first two seasons, we shot that at Molloy College. We're now shooting it at our studio in New York, but that's about the business community on Long Island. We have the Long Island Screening Room, which is a program that is focused on the film industry here on Long Island, which is now called Hollywood East. There are more television and movies being shot in the New York area than they're being shot in Hollywood for the first time in history. So that's a real economic driver. It's also, you know, glitzy films, fun times. So it's a great program. We have Metro Focus, which is always looking at the, you know, the public affairs and news that's, you know, relevant, whether it's education or poverty or, you know, crime, not so much. But, you know, we just did a segment on, you know, the proliferation of heroin in our communities and, you know, what a problem that is. But we also do, we've done a lot of programs on Common Core or, you know, the arts. So those are the kinds of things that we really do about Long Island and Treasures of New York, which we focused on the Gold Coast Mansions. And we're trying to do more and more because we feel that it's very important that, you know, we're looking at, you know, what's going on Long Island. It's different from New York City. And it's different from New Jersey. You know, we focus on New Jersey, on the New Jersey market. And I'm from here, like I said. And so, like, I feel very passionate about doing things that are about Long Island and relevant to the people that live here.
Right. Well, you folks have got to come and cover Project Independence one of these days.
We would love to.
We just had our first annual Project Independence Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, my gosh.
Where we had people come and bring small items to be appraised.
Oh, that's great.
And we had a bunch of appraisers there, and we did it with the Museum of Interesting Things.
Oh, how fun.
And it was standing room only. Okay. It was really a lot of fun.
You have to tell me when the next time is, and I'm going to do it. So
thanks
you'll
for
keep
the
in
idea.
Touch with that.
And thanks for being with us today, Diane Michelli from LIUW Channel 21, which we love here on Long Island. Thank you, John Ryan,
Thank
for
you,
being
Evelyn.
My co-host today. It was a pleasure. And our engineer today was the station manager. We were honored to have Dan Cox. I want to thank Janine Solaro, who works with Dan, our fabulous producer, Christina Liu. I want to urge you to tune in next week, when we're going to be talking with several of the veterans whom you've met before, the wonderful World War II vets, great stories, Mel Sachs, Walter Tanzer, and Pat Ingstrom, who's going to be talking about veteran services. And our old-time radio segment is Father Knows Best. Maybe, maybe not.
I'll go along with that.
Anyway,
I think it's right.
Be with us next week. Until then, enjoy life.